Well, that's a good start for you to get out there and win what was quite a competitive meeting.
Yeah, it's always a bit tricky going into the first home meeting because, you know, we've got a lot of new lads in the team who haven't raced a lot of laps around here, so you're always a bit on edge, not quite knowing what to expect. But, you know, we're pleased with the result. You know, we got a good win and a lot of promising signs from the riders. Obviously, we sort of know what to expect from Max and Ash, but Luke Plessel, Chessel, stepped up to the plate tonight, only dropping 1 point. There's a lot of encouraging signs from, you know, the likes of Ben Basford, James Purchase, made some good starts and was in the points. Shame about Jack Kingston obviously falling it when he was on a paid win. But, you know, he was in the position in the first place, which was good. And, you know, it was good that I was able to give Bradley, you know, his fourth ride, because I didn't really want to take him out because at this stage of the season he needs the laps and needs the experience of this track. So, you know, Max and Ash did me a favour there. But yeah, we're really pleased. Got off to a good start. There's a lot to be positive about.
Yeah, I mean, Luke Chessel's points are very important, and it must have been a big night for him coming back, having, you know, been with you previously 4 or 5 years ago and wanting to, you know, show people how he's improved.
Definitely. Much different Luke Chessel, really, to what raced for us at the start of 2011. Obviously gained a lot more experience since then. He's rode quite a few, you know, different home tracks and, you know, fitted into our puzzle of a team this year. And I think it's quite evident that, you know, he's got the potential to push on and break through in the sport. And he showed tonight that if he can do that on a more consistent basis, then I'm sure he'll be getting calls from the Premier League to do guest bookings and that, because he was terrific tonight. You know, and he dropping 1 point, he's brilliant. We no complaints at all about that.
Did we see a bit of a taster of what the league's going to be like? Because, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, you won most home meetings, 60-odd points or whatever, which was great, but you almost wondered occasionally if it was too easy, if you can have it that way. Tonight we saw Bellevue were always in it.
Yeah.
They chased hard, and you look around the other teams in the league, Eastbourne have won away today, and, you know, the others are making a good start. Are we in for a really competitive league?
I think so. There's a lot of competitive teams out there, you know, 12-team league now, and you know, everybody's got their own, you know, different intentions. Some, you know, it's like ourselves, standalone clubs, we want to try and win the league and win trophies, whereas others are trying to develop riders, maybe a bit like Bellevue, you know, it's their second team. But there's, you know, with Birmingham and Eastbourne dropping down last year, you know, they're, you know, big clubs who dropped down. So, you know, it's going to be really competitive. There's not much between a lot of teams. And if we can continue on in this manner, then I'm sure, you know, we won't be far away. I mean, a year ago, we beat Birmingham quite comprehensively in a challenge match. But we didn't go on to win any major trophies, but they went on to go and win the league. So, you know, we're not counting our chickens off tonight. We want to try and push on and continue this. And it's a long haul because it's now the playoff system's back in. It's all about being on best form, you know, September, October. So, you know, we're not going to get too carried away, but, you know, it's a nice start and great to be back here.
But it's good for the league, good for all the clubs, though, if the matches are competitive and if there are, you know, several teams who can win.
Definitely, you know, that's the National League is a great league. There's a lot of variety, lots of, you know, small tracks, big tracks, and very competitive league now. You know, a few years ago there was maybe only 6 or 8 teams, but now we're up to 12, so it's great. And I'm sure our supporters will be really thrilled that we, you know, back on winning ways and back here at Monmore. You know, the track staff did a terrific job getting the meeting on, because there's not many circuits in the UK that could have got could have withstand the amount of rain that we've had over the last 24 hours and produce such a consistent circuit at the same time. You know, very few falls really this evening, so the track staff deserve a big pat on the back for that.